You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The government has proposed to abolish regional councils, with city and district councils taking over these duties instead. Regional councils would be replaced by 11 Combined Territories Boards, or CTBs. The changes are now open for consultation, with legislation expected to be introduced mid-next year. Labor Party MP Duncan Webb has introduced a member's bill to repeal the Regulatory Standards Act. This follows New Zealand First leader Winston Peters promising to campaign on repealing the legislation during next year's election. And the Reserve Bank has cut the official cash rate, bringing it to its lowest level in 3 years in an effort to support economic renewal. The bank's rate setting committee says economic recovery is patchy and slow, but inflation is expected to ease next year, allowing another reduction. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking for his thoughts on the government scrapping regional councils.
Well, isn't it interesting? A government that campaigned in the last election on localism, giving locals more say, are now doing exactly the opposite.
Are you concerned about the impact this restructure could have on Te Tiriti obligations, particularly in relation to environmental management?
I'm certainly concerned about that when it comes to this government. I think the regional councils play an important role in environmental protection and natural hazard responses, waste management projects and public transport. Of course, so I think we should be watching this carefully because this government doesn't have a good track record on these particular issues, protecting Te Tiriti or protecting the environment.
Lots of people do think the structure of local government is too convoluted. Do you see a need to streamline how the council operates?
Yeah, Labor certainly supports simplifying local government, but not at the cost of losing local voices from our communities. I think that's really important. If we go back to when the National Enact government merged Auckland City, you know, there's a number of tweaks that had to happen 10 years on in order to restore some of their poor decisions back at that time. So I've got low trust when it comes to this government, when they want to amalgamate councils, but most of all, I'm concerned about the protections of our environment.
How can you balance protecting local voices and streamlining councils if not going for a plan like the National Party's?
But you've got to carefully listen to your communities and what they say. It doesn't need to be all at once. It can be incremental. It's important that National actually sits down and consults with communities and newly elected councillors. Local Government NZ are an important stakeholder. And, you know, rightfully they have concerns. So you've got to work with people. You've got to listen to them and take everyone with you. That's not the track record of Christopher Luxon and his government. They tend to take us backwards on most things.
And the Regulatory Standards Act is back in headlines. Why has Labor put forward a members' bill to repeal the Act?
Labor's been really clear right from the start that we would repeal the Regulatory Standards Bill within the first 100 days, particularly because of its erosion of Te Tiriti of Waitangi and environmental protections. It puts a number of things at risk. We thought it was important, or Duncan Webb thought it was important, to put a members' bill up. He's done that because if there is consensus across the House, let's get on with it and repeal it now. But it really shows, you know, the chaos of this government. They are putting forward bills like the Regulatory Standards Bill, and at the same time, you've got one partner that wants to walk it backwards. That is unstable. And that is not what New Zealanders want.
It also seems to be motivated by New Zealand First saying that they are open to repealing the Act. Did Labor give New Zealand First enough time to respond before putting this bill forward?
Well, New Zealand First is well known for putting up members' bills in order to capture public attention on key issues. They've done that with the toilets issue. And so, you know, it's not uncommon for parties to put up members' bill We go through a process, though, in that we reach out to parties to invite them to support the bill. If we have New Zealand First bill, then that will bypass the ballot and we'll get on with it and repeal the regulatory standards bill.
So in New Zealand First tradition, is this bill from Duncan Webb more an effort to grab media attention?
No, it's genuinely a reflection of where Labor views the regulatory standards bill. We committed to repealing that in the first 100 days. Winston Peters and New Zealand First position means that we could possibly do that earlier. And so as a result, Duncan Webb has put up a members bill and we invite Winston Peters to support that and let's repeal it together.
Shifting gears again, is the OCR cut a good sign for the economy?
Oh, so there's some good things in it. I think it gives some people a little bit of savings, but it's really not the cost of living respite and response that New Zealanders were looking for or that they were promised after the last election by Christopher Luxon and the National-led government.
National is celebrating it as a huge win for their party and government. Should they be?
Well, it's a minor outcome that has benefits for a small group of New Zealanders, but it doesn't really address those that are working their guts out on minimum wage, those that are struggling to make ends meet, those that are struggling to put food on the table. So it's not a win for the national government, and they need to, you know, keep on going and follow through on the promise that they intended, which was cost of living relief.
There's also an international element to the position our economy is in. Governor Christian Hawkesby said bring back boring in terms of monetary policy in reference to these big changes from overseas, including tariffs and trade wars. How much of a difference do you think these have made for New Zealand's economy?
Well, the economy hasn't really moved. National and Christopher Luxon doesn't have a plan to shift our economy. And that's why we're in the current states that we are in. Their mismanagement of our economy means that New Zealanders, working people, are seeing no change as a result. They're seeing increases in the prices of food and rent and transport costs. The list goes on. So they've really broken a promise, and as a result, New Zealanders are going backwards.
That was Labor's Shannon Halbert on the government replacing regional councils with combined territories boards, Labor's members bill to repeal the Regulatory Standards Act, and yesterday's OCR cut.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.